for you to. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Why Choose One, episode 16. And today I'm welcomed with some guests, some very close friends of mine. I will allow them to introduce themselves.
Hello, I'm Christine.
Ooh, so mysterious.
And I'm Dawn.
Okay, so today we have Christine and Dawn with us. I'm just going to give a little bit of an introduction about of them both. So Dawn is a polyamorous lady that experimented a little bit with swinging. And I also have Christine, who has done both. And so today I would like to discuss the difference and feelings towards swinging and polyamory.
Yay!
So tell me, Christine, tell me the difference you've had in your life between polyamory and swinging.
Well, I guess when I first started seeing my current boyfriend, partner, I call him my plus one, really. he's my asshole. Anyways, when I started seeing him, he was long-term relationship with another woman, and they were going full poly. His relationship and mine ended up breaking down, his relationship with this other woman, and then he and I kind of experimented more into the swing side of things. I guess now we're 5 years in, mm-hmm. and we're moving more towards poly swingers, I guess,
mm-hmm.
would be the term that a lot of people would use to describe it. Personally, I don't like labels, but if that's the way that you use word that you use to describe, that's it.
Cool. Done.
We started out in swinging, and coincidentally enough, through Christine here, our lovely partner plus one, they introduced us to it really brought us to a world of people with much bigger hearts and a lot closer connections. It has its ups and its downs, and its drama and its not so drama,
mm-hmm.
but generally it's been a really great experience, and with people that genuinely do care about you, and taught us to, care, which actually moved us more towards the poly side of things, because mm-hmm. we've formed some really great connections and stuff like that. And when we were doing the swinging, it was great. In some aspects,
like orgasms.
Yes, like orgasms and fun and like just being unabashed and like just opening yourself up and discovering things about yourself that I honestly had never known before, because I was a prude, right?
You were a little prudish. I remember your husband like being, he's like, no, she'll never go for it. I'm like, trust me. Just trust me, she's gonna like it. And then, poof.
Caramel swirl happens.
And now we slowly try and warp and twist other people to experience more open-minded
ways
of living.
Yes, exactly. So. And that's the big thing about it, too, is opening your eyes and your mind when it comes to swinging. But then when you move into more poly, you actually take in and accept and open yourself to actually opening your heart as well, which is the big difference. And you get the major connections that happen and the deeper feelings. And we kind of stumbled on it with some of the swinging, and coincidentally, like, a couple that we were with seeing moved on to poly with another couple. Not us, but that's okay. We're happy for them. And that's the thing with polyamory, is you actually do end up happy for other people, and their happiness, and that's compersion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a big lesson to learn and try to accept.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's wicked. Okay, so tell me one downfall, Christine, about swinging.
Swinging's very, in my opinion, it's very shallow. You know, like...
Absolutely.
It's
easy.
I can
agree more. Yeah.
The way that Dwayne says it is that sex is easy and connection is difficult.
Difficult,
yeah.
Is that you are lacking that connection, which in turns leads to less less good sex. Mm-hmm. Poor sex, really. Anytime that I've ever had sex with somebody else, that connection was something that was definitely needed. So that's the huge downfall for swinging.
So you think that in order to have like a good orgasm, you have to have a connection?
Well, Jen, you know me. I have good orgasms all the time. I'm special. But my best orgasms and my best memories from sex have always been from intense connections with people.
Yeah, deeper.
Whether deeper or not connection. That's love or hate, that's on
in
whatever.
A totally different feeling.
No, it's a zipper.
Okay, and so how do you, like, what's one thing you don't like about swinging?
I think, yeah, the swinging, sometimes, like, if you're not careful and you're not guarded, you can end up feeling a little bit like a piece of meat.
Yeah.
And,
which is a good thing for some people.
Sometimes, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I've definitely, like, embraced this one time. I remember I was at a club and there was this stunning woman there. And I'm more by situational, so I will play with women occasionally, but there has to be something there, like, immediate and intense. And I remember, like, I went upstairs after just meeting her briefly, and she's like, you need to sit on my face. And she's, like, basically pull me on her face. butt first on her face, and it was great. But I was like, I could have ended up feeling like a piece of meat, but yeah. Instead I was just like, okay, this is okay right now.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, like, sometimes you want that connection, and it depends on the kind of person you are too, and whether you can separate the physical and the emotional, and mm-hmm. whether you need the physical and the emotional to have that, like, bam, orgasm.
See, and yeah. We have this 3-date rule that we've adopted. And
I wish I had a 3-date rule.
I'm trying to adopt it. And maybe I'd
perform this allure that guys would find more attractive, but instead I'm like, let's fuck.
See, I like this 3-date rule. If anyone's willing to go out on 3 dates with me,
yeah,
then we can have sex, sure. But I mean.
Sure. Fine. I'll take off my pants. Let's
just
see how
willing
for
to go
research.
Through dates. Like, you know, I think you're far more interesting to go past 3 dates.
You are.
No, I mean, I would date beyond the three date thing. But I'm saying that
if the sparks are there,
it's still got to be a minimum of 3 dates.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to be willing impressive. To put the work in, buddy.
Yeah.
I've got sex at home if I wanted. I have amazing sex at home. Why would I go out of my, you know, very comfortable sex life for poor sex with someone who's going to treat me like a piece of meat?
Exactly.
Fuck them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, see, I feel like this is really good advice, because if anybody's been listening to my podcast lately, it's been very much like, all right, I slipped and fell on his dick. Boy, did the sex suck, because it has, and pretty much every single guy that I have been fooling around with in the last, like, who knows, 8 months, like, it's been like, some have been, like, okay, but, like, let's be honest, none of them gave me, like, that rockin' orgasm, right, that I get all the time at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know, but there's that thing that happens when you go on a first date, and it's all
that
hot.
That new relationship energy.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. And I'm all for it. I'm just like, nipples are hard, pussy's wet, let's go. Let's have a good time and see for science if I have a good orgasm, and every time, it never fails.
Yeah. And
shit!
In my experience in this lifestyle thus far, I've really been unsatisfied with, you know, fly-by-night partners.
Yeah.
And
you know, I really wonder how many people actually in the swinger community have good orgasms with their sex. I'm really genuinely
curious.
You know,
curious. And I have. Like, this is a good thing about swinging, is that I'm, you know, I've gone upstairs at the club and been having sex, not with my current partner, but, like, with before him, and it's turned into, like, this monster orgy that I would never have been able to plan or orchestrate or anything like that. And because I was in that state of mind of, you know, I wanted to be used and I wanted to feel kinky and all that kind of stuff, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So I can't say that it's never happened.
It's a lot of self-control, too. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's in the moment as well. Sometimes, yeah. Like, it depends on how, like you're saying, like, how you are then. Like, I remember at that exact moment. The same kind of situation, like a birthday party type thing, and I was like the waterworks girl, and it was like amazing. I was like a faucet. I couldn't turn it off. Couldn't freaking stop, and it was like, okay, this face, and then this face, and then this face, and then I was like, oh my god, I need water.
But I always think that it's that new relationship energy is what we're after.
Yeah.
Especially like if you're looking at me from my point of view, who's less full poly and more poly swinger.
Yeah.
And I know the world looks down on me and I don't give a shit. And
yes, that is a real thing. Swingers don't necessarily like poly, and poly doesn't necessarily like swingers.
It's a very real stigma.
But you know what? That's the thing. Yeah, people need to just like enjoy our lives and accept each other, because that's what this is all about. Well, too, is acceptance and love and caring and do what you want to do and be who you want to be.
100%. Like some people get like so weird, and they're like, as soon as they find out Aaron and I are poly, they're like, oh, that's complicated. I'm like, no, not really.
I
can still go to swinger events and we can still swing and we can still do the full swap, whatever the fuck. But you know, like if I happen to catch the feels, I can be like, hey, I caught the feels. But it's not like I'm contagious.
No.
You know, yeah. Like I'm not like, oh no, they're gonna catch the feelings. That doesn't mean I'm gonna fall in love with your husband. It just means that, I don't know, maybe he gave me a good orgasm.
Maybe that connection was there.
Right?
You know, and that's a big thing, right? Because like, if you don't have the feels, maybe that wasn't there, that connection. And maybe the orgasm wasn't as great, but it could be.
Right? I think for me...
If you get past that third date.
The third date, right? You know, I'm going
to... You don't have to have the third date. It's just a rule that I kind of live by, and I love it.
I think it's a smart rule.
And it stops a lot of idiots from putting another notch in their belt.
100%. You know what? I just recently went on a date, and I bet you he wouldn't go on two more dates with me in order to fuck me. I almost guarantee it.
Exactly. So why waste your time with someone who's not going to invest their time in you?
Hey, you got some very valid points, and I think I'm going to give this science a try. All right, everybody, I'm making a commitment right here, right now, and I'm going to do the three-date rule. For all of you guys who are interested in dating me and fucking me, get ready for the three fucking dates, motherfucker.
Until Jen's pussy's wet, and she's like, oh... Fuck that.
Tapping out. Oh, tapping in.
Fuck you, Christina. I can't do it. It's too bad.
And then you'll be like, hey, honey, how was your day?
The shame. The shame.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all good. But, I mean, if you're just a swinger and that's what you want to do, you want to go to the club, you want to meet someone, you want it to be anonymous, you want it just a spice of your sex life, All the power to you. Just not what I'm into. I find a lot of people, that's what they start with in swing, and then they move to something that's either full poly or they move into that poly swinger.
Because
they realize that sex is easy.
Sometimes, like, because I'm trying to find a poly partner, like one that can give me a little bit more time and freedom with what I'm looking for, I find it difficult, because with the dating and stuff like that, you find people that you are immediately attracted to, and the sparks are there, and it's like, yeah, you want to just romp them. But because of my respect for my other partners and potential partners, I try and stick to the three-date rule as well, which I now do much better at.
You were learning.
It's hard. It's difficult. Because when that connection is strong, it's strong. But I guess the thing I'm saying too is like, sometimes it would be nice to have that freedom to just do what I want to do and fuck what I want to fuck, because sometimes you just need that immediate gratification.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that person is just like so hot and what you want right there.
Mm-hmm.
And same for you. But on the other hand though, I end up feeling, oh, okay, that was, after a while, it's like, it's too empty. It doesn't fill my cup of my emotional needs.
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree with you there. There are some times that I wish that I could just do as I want to do. And just, you know, but
if I could have satisfaction and have the orgasm I'm looking for without the three-date rule, I think that would be ideal for me. Because sometimes it feels like it's a little complicated with poly.
Like, poly does seem very complicated to me at times, and I think that's probably the reason why I more identify as a poly swinger. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean to say that my boyfriend, he has, I guess, what you would call a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and her and I have a great relationship. I care for her. But there are definitely times when it's challenging because it's mm-hmm. complicated because she feels so strongly for him.
Mm.
So, and but that compersion side of me goes, I don't want to be the last woman he ever has to sleep with. Like, I don't want that for him. I want him to be able to experience all kinds of different love.
And, right?
And,
like, and know, when did we become so afraid of feelings?
Yeah, like, oh, no, they're catching the feels. And?
Yeah.
You know?
It's a little scary, only because of the fear of loss.
Yeah.
But there's actually, like, if you were to get rid of the fear of loss because you were comfortable where you were at or with who you were at, but, like, the people, like, if you got rid of that fear, like, you would have, like, ultimate satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but... Do you really want to get rid of that fear 100%? Because I don't think you can.
You totally can. It's a mind frame. It's all it is. It's the fear, no different than any other fear you have in your entire life. Facing fears, it's a thing. It's been a thing forever. But like, if you got rid of that fear, like, so for me personally, I ultimately got rid of that fear because I needed to allow Aaron to do whatever he wants, whenever he wants to do it, because it's harder for him to poly. It's harder for him to find dates and hook up with girls, and especially when I'm always fucking home, you know? Like, it's harder for him. So I got rid of that fear, ultimately. And sure, it puts me at huge risk for loss. Mm-hmm. But why be scared of loss if you're never going to get the loss?
See, and I think maybe that's where, like, the way that my relationship started was because she let him go.
Mm-hmm.
So in my head...
That would play into yours, of course.
That's always going to happen.
Of course.
So never will I be 100% poly, ever letting him go wherever he wants to go. But, I don't know. Generally, he wants to be home. So, could be because of the waterworks.
Yay, faucets!
Yay, faucets.
Turn it on again. It's like a daily sprinkler play.
Is there more? Yeah, like, I mean, we got a lot of no wet spot blankets.
Buy yours online.
Oh, no.
But the sex is good, and that's the thing. The sex is good at home. The relationship is good at home. Going outside of our relationship is for new relationship energy to bring that back into our relationship. That's what it's all about.
So then, doesn't that make your other relationships kind of a facade?
I'm probably the same thing to them.
Fucking with my head right now!
I wouldn't think so, because I think that people, like, when, like, in the poly, like, I'm someone's meta, they're my meta, their relationship is not a facade. It's very real.
I don't mean it like that, but what she had said was, like, that they both live on that energy that they get from the new relationship energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I was like, well, then, like, you're just living off this facade of...
You're living off that energy.
Yeah, you're living off that energy.
That energy that you're getting from that relationship into mm-hmm. your relationship.
But as long as, like...
How are you...
That isn't, like, feeding off that and then... That's done, and that's that person's hurt.
It's not like I'm using that person.
No.
I mean, that extra relationship is always building on my current relationship.
Yeah.
It is.
It all feeds, like, you know, a like, big network.
Mean, oh my,
like,
god, this is fucking with my head right now.
But I mean,
I like it though.
Let's think about it. I had, and I will not mention any names because they might be listening to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I had a relationship that lasted about a year and a half. After a year and a half, you don't have new relationship energy anymore. It's gone.
Yeah, it goes away.
You know, but did that mean that I valued that relationship any less? Absolutely not. No. That other relationship gave me things that I'm missing in my own.
Sure.
you know, I'm always looking for, I don't know if you know my dude, you know my dude,
but he's, I know,
not,
your dude.
He's not overly, like, sweet and sensitive and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what he's all about. He likes me to be quite independent, and I like me to be quite independent. So I usually look for a dude that's a little more soft, a little more sweet.
Soft.
No, not always. I kind of need them to be hard sometimes.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Hey, this is a good time to bring up my very new ad. I have created a few different ways of doing this, but long story short, we have Next Step Construction. And Next Step Construction is an asphalt, concrete, and painting company. And you can pave your way to my vagina.
Oh, that'd be concrete. Is there evidence?
And they are an excellent resource. If you need your house painted, if you need your driveway plowed, I mean cemented, if you need any of those topics at all, boy, oh boy, this guy's your man.
You know what, though? I mean, there are people that can actually, the people listening to your podcast can probably afford it, so.
Hey, you know what? I feel like you never know what's out there, and this is why we are doing advertisement space on my podcast. So, the phone number to, or the email to reach Next Step Construction is sales@nextstepconstruction.com. Now that's it. One more time. sales@nextstepconstruction.com. All right, I've done my piece, and now I am finally getting, I'm going to take a minute. This was an amazing podcast already, and I already am so mind-fucked. And anyways, thanks for tuning in for another random-ass fucking shithole-talking, dirty-ass whore-mouth-filthy what?
Sailor. She swears like a well-educated girl. Sailor. Jeebus Christ.
Also, did I mention that this podcast is with one of, or two of my best friends? So I would just like to mention that, yeah. So thanks for the ladies for coming on.
Hey, man, I drug this girl from Normalville
into the underworld. Oh, my God, you did not.
Okay, I showed you where the gate was.
Okay, no. Taboo showed me where the gate was.
All right.
Technically, I just found you while standing on top of another man in our heels.
No.
We just conveniently met. That's how you turned around, I turned around, we were standing on the same guy.
No.
Yes.
Rug introduced us.
Rug did.
Yes, but not on top of Rug.
Oh, I thought it was.
No.
Oh, I like my story better.
Yeah. Okay, well,
I just turned around and there's this beautiful woman who's,
you know what? Let's
stepping
go
on top
story.
Of this man.
I mean,
and
we did.
Screaming
we did
and crying.
Share him a little bit later, but God, he's fun.
He is fun. I can't wait for Taboo. Okay. All right, guys. You guys have a good night and ciao for now.